You're listening to the Confessions of a Marketing Madman, presented by BentBusinessMarketing.com. Marketing and advertising tactics that are so crazy, they might just work. Strap yourself in, go to your happy place, and enjoy the ride. Here's your host, the madman himself, Andy Sokolovich.
Hello, everybody. That's right. The madman himself, Andy Sokolovich. Hi, that is me, Andy, the one and only. I am the owner and lead creative at BentBusinessMarketing.com and your lovely host for today. So if you want to know more about us, I'll get this all out of the way, the logistical portion of this podcast. Go ahead and visit BentBusinessMarketing.com. Hit us up on Facebook, Facebook.com/BentBusinessMarketing. Follow us on Twitter at BentBiz. That's BentBiz. And as always, you can download this podcast straight from iTunes. That's right, folks. We have reached the big time. Go on iTunes and search Confessions of a Marketing Madman. You can download all of our latest and greatest episodes. So today, we talk a lot about marketing. We talk a lot about advertising, of course. But one of the big things in order to run a successful business you need to have, regardless of marketing and advertising, and this is a form of marketing, is great customer service. Now, we all know that the customer is always right. And you as a business owner may have experienced customers that can be, for lack of a better term, like difficult. But listen, at the end of the day, their opinion always matters. And if you wake up and think that you've done everything you possibly can to give that customer the ultimate shopping experience, you're dead wrong. Every single day, folks, is a new opportunity for us to smile, greet others by their first name, acknowledge that they play a pivotal role in the development of our business, shake hands, let them know that not only do we appreciate their business and them spending their hard-earned money there, but we also appreciate them as individuals. Today, I'm going to introduce you to five factors that I believe are significant of great customer service. Number one, reliability. You have to be able to provide your customer with everything you've promised. No hidden loopholes, no selling traps. Keep it simple. I'm giving you this for that. Don't try to get crazy or elusive or some smoke and mirrors with your marketing and advertising. Because I tell you what, the first time you tell a customer that you have something or you can offer them something and they come to you and you can't or you don't live up to that promise, boom, they're gone super quick, my friends. So don't mess around with that stuff. Be a reliable business to deal with. Responsiveness. We want it. We want it fast. Every customer wants it fast. Think of Amazon.com and that buy it now button. Given the opportunity, one click and they're able to fulfill their desires, their wants, their needs. And if that's the product that you're offering, make it super fast for them. The customer is always on a time crunch. The faster you can get them what they want, the better you will look. Now, I know that in some businesses, maybe yours, your products are not always available on demand. Heck, that's my business, a marketing firm, an advertising company. Every time that my agency offers something to somebody else, it's usually a week to 2 weeks before they get something in the form of a finished product. We have the development phase. We have draft 1, 2, and 3. We have review panels. We have all this stuff built in to ensure that the marketing and advertising that we create actually works. So that being said, it takes time. But what I do is do everything that I can to speed up the process, and I keep my clients in the loop. You would be surprised how a simple email, just letting them know the progress of the project that they're paying you for, will help them realize that you are working towards a common goal, that you're doing everything in your possible to make sure they get the finished product to them and quickly. So all the customers really want to know is that their request is important and that you are continually working on it. So that's number two, responsiveness. Number three, assurance. You are the expert, okay? Never forget that your customer perceives you as the expert, the go-to guy or gal in your trade. So you constantly have to be assuring your customers that you are the technicians. You are the people who are employed and are fully equipped to handle their request. Your promoted ability conveys trust, and trust builds confidence. Do not, and I always say this to my clients, don't keep your genius or your talents a secret. Shout it from the rooftops. I'm the one to come and see if you want this. We're the local experts if you want this. We'll make your repairs fast if you broke this. Give them that insurance that you are a quality candidate for their job, for their request for trade of product in the form of cash money. That's number three, assurance. Number four, empathy. As I stated before, your customers are the most important ingredient in a healthy business recipe. I don't care about anything else. If you fail to treat your customers right, you're done. And you know, personally, I don't want to do business with you. So treat them as such, as they will reward you with their loyalty if you keep going back and back and back and give them a better shopping experience every single time. So provide your customers with whatever their heart desires. Keep it warm and fuzzy, folks, and bleed into that empathy. That's number four. Number five, tangibles. Tangibles refer to the physical appearance of your facility, your own self, and your staff. I shouldn't have to explain to you why this is important, why the cleanliness of your store and the appearance of your store, your storefront, is important. I mean, in case you need a refresher, I'm going to delve a little bit deeper into your memory and grab that image of a time you went to that new restaurant in town. Think of that restaurant that was brand spanking new and you just had to go there. Shortly after being seated, now this is all fictitious, this didn't really happen, but shortly after being seated, you had to excuse yourself and visit the restroom. We all do it, right? You get to the restaurant, you sit down, you're like, I'm going to go to the bathroom real quick before our drinks get here. So you're standing at the urinal, and next to you is a member of the kitchen staff. You can tell they got those black and white checkered pants on, right? They got their white shirt on. And since they entered the bathroom before you, you walked in, they were already there. They finish up, they zip up, and they head straight out the door. Oops, no washing of the hands, right? So what kind of perception did this leave with you? Now, regardless, that person maybe not be the business owner. It's not you. It's an employee of yours. But now, customer service is not something that should be reviewed and trained at your monthly staff meeting. It needs to be ingrained in your mindset of your business, your culture. It's a way of life. That's why you need to tell everybody these five things: reliability, responsiveness, assurance, empathy, and the tangibles like washing your hands. Those are all stinking huge. It's a way of life, folks. And if you fail to see the importance in these things, I want you to go grab $100 $1 bills. So grab 100 $1 bills and then go outside of your building, your storefront, your restaurant. Look up in the sky and then just throw them up in the air and watch them all blow all over the place. Or just grab a handful of $100 bills and go throw them in the dumpster. Because failing to give your customer the best possible experience is just like tossing that money away like used tissue. It's meaningless. It means nothing without great customer experience. So hey, without it, it'll just put you out of business. Not that big of a deal, right? Unless you're trying to make some money. And I think if you're in the business and you're listening to these podcasts, my guess is that you're trying to make money. So put the customer first every single time. A great book to read is a book called Delivering Knock Your Socks Off Service. I think they have a few editions of it out there and about now, but it's Thomas K. Connellan, I think that is, C-O-N-N-E-L-L-A-N, and then Ron Zemke, Z-E-M-K-E. Just go ahead and Google it. You'll probably find it on Amazon for like a penny. Used book, again, called Delivering Knock Your Socks Off Service. And it's a great resource if you ever want to just sit down with your team and just go over the importance of customer service. And when I say sit down with your team, don't make this like a once a quarter thing. Again, drive it, inject it into the culture and the deep rooted fibers of your business, because it needs to be the tip of your spear. It needs to be the most important thing if you want to grow. All right, that's it for episode number two of Confessions of a Marketing Madman, presented by Bent Business Marketing and Advertising. For more of this great stuff, be sure to subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. Again, just go on iTunes, search Confessions of a Marketing Madman, and you can download all the amazing episodes straight to your Apple device. It's pretty sweet how it all works. And this will also be loaded up on Spreaker. That's like speaker with an R, spreaker.com. Again, just search for Confessions of a Marketing Madman. You'll be able to find it. All right, folks, this is the madman himself, Andy Sokolovich from bentbusinessmarketing.com. If you have any questions, go ahead and shoot us an email, Andy, A-N-D-Y, at bentbusinessmarketing.com, or hit us up on the phone. We still have one of those bad boys. You can call us at 815-441-2219. Again, 815-441-2219. Until next time, I'll talk to you guys soon. See ya.
Thank you for listening to the Confessions of a Marketing Madman, presented by BentBusinessMarketing.com. Please keep your hands and feet inside the ride until the podcast comes to a complete stop.